This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. An Olympia judge ruled a wolf from the Togo Pack in Ferry County can be killed, and over the weekend, State Fish and Wildlife carried out the removal in an effort to slow attacks on cattle in northeast Washington. Representative Joel Kretz says the easiest bill to kill in Olympia is anything with wolf in the title, so there are better answers than legislative moving forward.
We've got wolves everywhere up here, enough for the whole state to be delisted under the numbers. Why don't we do a pilot delisting in these four counties and give us a little more flexibility on making a system that'll work? And I want it to work for wolves and ranchers.
Kretz says wolves aren't the problem.
Wolves are doing what they do. The problem is groups like we have that sued, that have not tried for a solution, that just want to inflame the situation and be able to get all their rhetoric out there. That's where I'm upset, is with that kind of approach for wildlife management, having two out-of-state groups and an Olympia judge running wolf management in the state of Washington. That doesn't work.
Kretz says we need to find an answer.
I don't want to lose this rancher. I don't want to lose the whole ranching industry up here. It's like Seattle losing Boeing and Microsoft and Amazon. That's the impact on this country, and we're right on the edge of it.
The Center for Biological Diversity that requested the initial restraining order argues the lethal removal policy violates state law, and they plan to pursue more options.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.